would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Chains 50 foot long and a two-ton anchor. Tired. I'm just fucking knackered. Not just tired. Tired down with battleship chains. Hello, everyone. It's Steve Henn, and I thought we'd start with a rocking and a rolling Georgia Satellites and Tied Down with Battleship Chains. It's frowned upon these days. I love that song. I put it in so many different places over the 100 songs. Don't know if it warrants number 14. I mean, it's a great song. But because tonight is going to be a strange show, because it's Wednesday before Christmas, everybody. It's the 20th day of December. That's right. I've had to squeeze in an extra show because I've made a mistake. But you get two shows for Christmas. But there's only seven songs tonight and seven songs on Christmas Eve. And we're all very excited, aren't we? Kiss Me Under the Mistletoe. If you want to. If you don't want to, obviously there's no obligation or any peer pressure for you to do so. Tonight, seven songs. It's a very, very, very long song at the end. And that's why I think I've bunged Battleship Chains in. Because all the songs tonight, apart from the very, very, very last one, very short, and Battleship Chains by Georgia Satellites came in at number 14, and it was only 2 minutes and 57 seconds long. Steve, why are you doing 100 of your favourite songs? I think it's for posterity, really. It's because I love music. I love my music. I've just been Spotify wrapped. 25 days solid, I've been listening to music this year, and that's 360,000 odd minutes. Weirdly, Crowdlands was my favourite band. I love my music, and I want people to know that I love my music. And everyone always says to me, when I talk about music, they ask me this question. They say, what colour is the sky in your world? Now, they asked me this question. What was the first song you bought? These days, people don't buy this music as much. Back in those days, in the 70s, when I think I was in holiday in Norfolk, not for a long time, I was in Woolworths. Do you know Woolworths? Do you remember Woolworths? Anybody know Woolworths? Woolworths, the B&M of their day. And I paid 34 pence for this song, and I heard it on Top of the Pops, and I really liked it. Woolworths, 34 pence for 45-inch single on the Bell label, which is Gary Glitter's label as well, if you really needed to know. Gary Glitter hasn't made my top 100, and would he have made my top 100 if he wasn't a fucking nonce? Possibly. So, here we go. First single I ever bought. I love this song. First choice, Smarty Pants, and it's number 30. Smarty Pants, looking for romance. They call me Smarty Pants, looking for romance. Anyway, that was the first song I ever bought. It was Smarty Pants by First Choice. Didn't realise until now that it was about a woman getting pregnant. Anyway, at that age, how old was I? Well, it was as old as whenever the song was that it came out. But it was the first song that I ever bought, and I think I borrowed the money because we didn't get pocket money back in those days. If you want to blame anyone, blame First Choice, Smarty Pants. This is what opened my mind to music. And that is number 13. What a good number to choose. 13 is my lucky number because that's the amount of girls I've shagged. Oh, that's got to go. What a fucking shame. Because that was quite funny.
I mean, it's not true, obviously, no.
But it's quite funny.
We'd have to wait for number two for it to be true.
Anyway, we've got to do some short songs because we've got a big long one at the end, Mrs. So, Smarty Pants, the first song I ever bought. The next song is by a Birmingham band called The Beat. Mirror in the Bathroom. No, I went to see The Beat when my mate's band, my mate, oh, I haven't said his name for 20-30 years now. And I haven't spoken to him. So anyway, it's Noel Green. Noel Green and Phil Green, brothers, lived down Pine Grove in the Lickey Hills.
Noel was in a band called The Mood Elevators.
That's a word I haven't said for a very long time either. And they were supporting The Beat in Birmingham.
So I went to see my mate Noel.
And The Beat, they're a good band. I never really sort of loved them, Mirror in the Bathroom and all that stuff. But I really enjoyed watching them live. It was nice to see my mate play as well, supporting The Beat. And they actually, there was a record, actually their record's on the Two-Tone label, the same as The Beat's. So
Noel, this is
a song for you, mate. Where you are, I don't know. I think you went to France, but you might have gone to New Zealand. I don't know. Anyway, it was a long, 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 long time ago. I was 18, and I'm not 18 anymore. But this song, I put this song on all the time because it just cheers me up. And it's a cover, obviously, but it's a great, great cover by The Beat, and it is called Jackpot at number 12.
Jackpot, you catch a jackpot when you call the show.
many a day. So goodbye, everybody. Do you know, if I'd had any sense, I'd have put this at the end of the show, wouldn't I, really? But then it wouldn't have worked because I've had to cram a lot of little songs in. I've crammed a load of little songs in for the big long one at the end. There they are, the jackpot, the beat. Come on, that's a good song. So, yeah, that was the English beat. They call them the English beat? I don't know why. Maybe because there's another band called The Beat, some Americans, and they thought they're more important. But that Jackpot by The Beat gives me a buzz, 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 buzz. There was a live version of that as well that went into Stand Down, Margaret, Stand Down, Please, Stand Down, Margaret. Let's move on. As you've been watching over the last 10 weeks, there's a little banner that comes up at the bottom. And it says how many Spotify streams that song has on Spotify. So the highest song so far has been 800 million streams, which is pretty impressive. The next two songs have the most streams combined ever. 2.5 billion for the next two songs. But the next song is the one that has the most streams in my 100 songs. So my number one song of highest streams is Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And it is, I believe, 1,600,000,000 odd streams on Spotify. I blame Glee and Simon fucking Cowell for that. But I used to love Journey. And this, Journey, Don't Stop Believing, is off the Escape album, my favourite. It would always be in my top five albums, this album with Journey on. Stop Believing. If you like that, Don't Stop Believing, there's a lot of great songs on Escape. Who's Crying Now? A Mother, Father, Open Arms. Beautiful. It's a great album. You really should listen to Journey, Escape. 1,600,000,000 odd streams. Highest streaming song in my 100 is number
11.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
So
you know that line, Up and Down the Boulevard, right? I was friends with a band called Grim Reaper, and they've got albums on Spotify. And the original singer, Woofer, Paul, wrote a song called The Show Must Go On. And he wrote it with the... and I don't know if he was taking the piss, because I don't know if he liked Journey, but he knew me and Ez, loved it. And I don't know if he wrote the line for Ez. But it's this one in The Show Must Go On by Grim Reaper. Have a listen. It absolutely is bonkers. So there you are. That is a bit of knowledge that you never knew before. Grim Reaper's original singer stole that line from Journey, Don't Stop Believing, for The Show Must Go On. But that was sung by the late, great Steve Grimmett. I hate saying late, great now, because he's great, but unfortunately he is late, and that's a shame. So anyway, here we go. What song on your 100 songs, Steve, has 900 million streams? Well, it's Reg Dwight. Now, do you know who Reg Dwight is? Of course you know who Reg Dwight is. If you don't know who Reg Dwight is, it's Mr. Elton John. Now, I've mentioned Elton earlier because he introduced me to Greta Van Fleet. They're over there, Steve. No, but you know what I'm saying. So, Elton John is, without doubt, a superstar. Without doubt, his music is incredible, and Bernie Taupin's lyrics are incredible. I went to see Elton John, I think I've mentioned that as well, at the Odeon in Birmingham, and he did a version of Rocket Man. And I never realised how brilliant Rocket Man was, because he went on and did a freeform, like 15 minutes extra. And I remember his guitarist at the time, he used to say he was sponsored by Max. Davy Jones, sponsored by Max Factor, because he had lots of makeup and lovely, lovely blonde. He's still playing with Elton John now. He's the guitarist with a long blonde, well, it's probably grey now, God bless him, hair. And his guitar work on that night to me was incredible. So Rocket Man is such a special song. Rocket Man is such a special song for me. So we're going to hear it now without the added extra 15 minutes. Can I just say that Greg Wallace Wankface, whoever it is, the chef, was on Room 101, and he put musicians who played extra bits to their music in Room 101, and he cited Rocket Man. He said, "Went to see Elton John, he played Rocket Man. I didn't pay for him to play an extra 15 minutes of music I've never heard before." You absolute knob. Greg Wallace White, whatever your name is. So anyway, please enjoy Elton John at, obviously, number 10.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Elton John, as far as I'm concerned, I could probably put 100 Elton John songs in, really. I really could. I think everything he does is brilliant. Most of the things does is brilliant. I love, guess how they call it, the blues. That was gonna... I nearly broke my rule of putting 2 songs in, because I guess that's why they call it the blues. Ah, rolling like thunder. Under the covers. I mean, that's Bertie Taupin all the way along. But I mean, it's a beautiful lyric. But it's such a beautiful song. If you don't know much of John, seriously, it's worth checking him out. Checking them out. Love. Elton John at number 10 in my top 100 songs. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, number 10, every song has to be a bona fide well-known artist. You're right. I hate putting this artist next at number 9. I really do. Because as far as I'm concerned, she is the best thing this country has ever produced. Everything she does is gold. I've seen her twice in concert, albeit on the same tour. I missed the first one. Really wanted to see her at the Hippodrome in Birmingham. And I went to get tickets and they were sold out. I've been with her since the beginning. And she should, obviously, be my number one artist and my number one song. But she's not. As far as I'm concerned, she's music. And I could have chosen... I wanted to say something off her 4th album, which is not like critically... Well... I think it is now, but at the time it was hated, but I actually grew into it and I love it. And I think Johnny Rotten has actually said, from Public Image or Sex Pistols, said it was one of his greatest albums ever. And I would agree with him, but I was desperate to play a song from a 4th album. But I didn't, because I thought, no, stick with your principles. Stick with the song you like the most from this artist. It's off the 2nd album, Lionheart. You know who he is, don't you? And I'm going to play the video from the BBC One Christmas special. And I love you, Kate Bush. And it wasn't until I just said that. I love your Kate Bush. But I love you, Kate Bush. Every song she writes is just gold. Don't put your foot on the heartbreak from her Lionheart album. And it's number 9. Dame Catherine of Bush, don't put your foot on the heartbreak. Well, I've no idea how I'm going to squeeze this next one out, said the proctologist. I think we might have to go over today. I really am sorry, but Kate Bush can do no wrong. I don't know why I was doing that. Well, I was doing it in time, because whether or not I was doing it in time, because I'm not watching the video, but I'm obsessed. Anyway. I'm going to leave you now, and you're going to take the better part of me. And this song is number 8, 24 minutes of music. Weirdly, this is the live version, and it's actually sung by the drummer rather than the singer. Original singer left the band. Peter Gabriel left. Phil Collins took over the vocals. Genesis. Wind and Wuthering tour. I went to see them. They had a laser. Whoa! And they sang Supper's Ready. Now, Supper's Ready is, I think, from Foxtrot. and Peter Gabriel on vocals. And I love this version from Seconds Out. And it's only 24. I say it's only 24. It's 24 minutes long. I used to watch this concert film at the Birmingham Odeon. They did late night screenings on Friday nights. It was Pompeii Live concert from Pink Floyd. That was a yawn fest. And then Genesis in Concert from 1976. And it took me years to find the Genesis in Concert video. But then they released it on a special edition of Trick of the Tail. And I think it was filmed in 76. And honestly, I love this version. I love the live version of Supper's Ready with Phil's vocals. Peter Gabriel's is great, but lyrically this is brilliant. I couldn't find the proper video, so I've mixed it up with a bit of Peter Gabriel and then the footage from the In Concert film, because it's only the second part from the In Concert film. Join me on Sunday, which is Christmas Eve, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas now, but I will come back on Christmas Eve and wish you a very Merry Christmas then. But until then, what is it, Phil? At number 8, it's...
Supper's Ready. Walking across the city room, a tiny television log, sitting beside you, I look into your eyes as the sound of motorcars fades in the night time. I swear I saw your face change. It didn't seem quite right. And it's heaven with your guardian eyes so blue. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? Coming closer with our eyes, the distance falls around our bodies. Out in the garden, the moon seems very bright. Six saintly shrouded men move across the lawn. Slowly the servant walks in front, the cross held high in hand. And it's your supper's waiting for you. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? Now I've been so far from here, far from your loving arms. It's good to feel you again. It's been a long, long time. Such a long, long time. Isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.